Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are remaining at the White House after Trump announced they both have tested positive for the coronavirus. The White House physician says the president will continue to carry out his duties. Vice President Pence has tested negative for the coronavirus. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports they were tested this morning after the president's positive diagnosis.
Devin O'Malley, the vice president's spokesman, told NPR that Vice President Pence is tested every day. He said that Pence and his wife remain in good health and wish the Trumps well in their recovery. White House officials tell NPR that the vice president will be called upon to step in if needed, such as if the president gets sick. But the White House physician said in a memo that President Trump was well and that the doctor will keep a vigilant watch on the president as he continues, quote, carrying out his duties without disruption while recovering. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said this morning she has been tested for the coronavirus but has not received her results yet. World leaders are starting to issue good wishes to the president and first lady. NPR's Rob Schmitz says that includes European leaders.
EU leaders, including German Chancellor Angela Merkel, are busy at an EU summit in Brussels today, but a few leaders have reacted to the news. European Council President Charles Michel wished the Trumps a speedy recovery, and he tweeted that COVID-19 is a battle we all wage every day, no matter where we live.
NPR's Rob Schmitz reporting. Stocks opened lower this morning on news of the president's testing positive for the coronavirus. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 160 points in early trading.
Investors around the world reacted cautiously to the president's diagnosis, which comes just weeks ahead of the November election. Many Asian markets were closed for a holiday, but markets in Japan and Europe declined by less than 1%. Investors in this country are also digesting a discouraging jobs report, which shows U.S. employers added just 661,000 jobs last month, less than half as many as the month before. Unemployment fell to 7.9%, but that's mostly because discouraged workers dropped out of the job market. Restaurants and retailers continue to add workers in September, but cash-strapped state and local governments cut some 280,000 jobs in public education. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The democratically led House of Representatives has passed a new coronavirus relief bill. It's worth $2.2 trillion. That's $1 trillion less than the package the House passed last spring, but no Republicans supported the legislation yesterday. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is now down 146 points at 27,670. The NASDAQ is down 117 points. You're listening to NPR News. The Senate Commerce Committee is moving towards subpoenaing the CEOs of Facebook, Google, and Twitter. Lawmakers want to question them about a legal protection. The law in question says social media platforms are not responsible for what's posted to sites. Republicans allege the big tech companies censor conservatives. Democrats claim they don't take hate speech seriously. Facebook and Google are financial supporters of NPR. Michigan's attorney general has charged two far-right political activists with four counts. These include intimidating voters and conspiracy to violate election law. From member station WKAR in East Lansing, Abigail Sensky has more.
Jacob Wohl and James Berkman are being charged with four felony counts each for robocalls that allegedly attempted to intimidate Detroit area voters from voting by mail. The calls falsely claimed voter information would be stored in a public database used by police to track down old warrants and passed on to debt collectors. The calls were made to nearly 12,000 people in late August. Officials warned the public about the calls, and at the time, Wohl and Berkman, who have a history of generating political hoaxes, denied any involvement. Similar calls were also reportedly made to urban areas in New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Illinois. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Sensky in Lansing.
Again on Wall Street, the Dow is now down 136 points at 27,685. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.